Praise be Jesus and Mary, now and forever. I mentioned at the beginning we're celebrating Votive Mass to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. You didn't know, but it's actually said to the Visitation of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And that's because the actual feast is tomorrow, May 31st. But because it's a Sunday, and at that it's Trinity Sunday, we cannot celebrate it this year. But since Saturday is also dedicated to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, this is an opportunity to reflect on this work of Our Lady. As we see in the Visitation, this is the second mystery of the Rosary, the second joyful mystery of the Rosary. And we see Our Lady approaching her relative Elizabeth, who is also carrying a child within her womb, St. John the Baptist. And of course, Our Lady has run right from the Annunciation to Elizabeth. So nobody knew except Our Lady. Nobody knew what had happened in Our Lady, that she was now carrying the incarnate Word of God in her womb. But from the child in her womb, he sends forth out the Holy Spirit and fills St. John the Baptist in the womb of Elizabeth and filling Elizabeth as well. And thus it was revealed to her. And she would proclaim, "Blessed are you who have believed those things told you. Who am I that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" Our Lady is the mother of God. And because she's the mother of the head, mother of God himself, our Lord, the head, she's also the mother of the body, the mystical body of Christ, all of us, the church. You see, she's our mother as well. And because she's the mother of God, she's also queen of the universe. That we'll be celebrating in August. But she is also queen. So queen mother, the one who advocates before the king, who's God himself. In fact, she is told already at the Annunciation, the son born of her is king, and his kingdom has no end. So she's the mother of the king, therefore she's queen mother. She advocates before God for all of us, and we can have no stronger advocate before God than Our Lady. Because her will is so united with his, no matter what she asks, it is his will. Therefore, God cannot say no to her. We have no stronger advocate. And so we are bidden to turn to her. She who stood at the cross valiantly, not swooning, but not weeping, except, well, if weeping, if there were plenty of tears. Copious tears, but those were for the love of us. You saw the intensity of our Lord in his Sacred Heart yesterday. Right? In the Votive Mass of Sacred Heart yesterday. Now we see that of the Immaculate Heart of Our Lady as well today. Again, votive, not the feast itself. But we see that there too, the intensity of their love for us, both of them. They would offer this sacrifice, our Lord truly suffering on the cross and Our Lady mystically suffering with him, standing near the cross. All for the love of us, to share that love with us and to guide us, to lead us, to share that love with God. Let us take our refuge then in her Immaculate Heart, seek her helper, her advocacy, that she may bring us closer to the Sacred Heart of her Divine Son. And through the merits of his blood shed for us on the cross, bring us to our eternal union with God, to our salvation. Praise be Jesus and Mary. Amen. Amen.